And can Melbourne fans pencil in that first Friday night of round one? Have you heard back from the AFL for the grand final rematch?
Oh, look, it's a bit early yet, but, you know, we've spoken to the AFL. I think I spoke to Travis Old by about 9 o'clock the morning after the grand final to say, look, this is something that I think would be good, not only for Melbourne supporters, but I think would be good for the AFL and just people generally in Melbourne to have a game to look forward to. And like I said, it's pretty simple for us. We want an opportunity to say thanks to our supporters. So many of them would have loved to have been in there, or they would love to have us have been back in Melbourne at the MCG after waiting so long to watch that premiership win. But it's our chance to say thanks and for the players to put on another show and represent the club similar to what they did in the grand final.
Will you be strong again next season?
Well, we hope so. We're a very young list. I mean, you look at a lot of our players that played in that grand final were some of our best players. They've still got 10 years of footy ahead of them.
Yep.
So we would like to say, like to think that, you know, if we can keep the list fit, and there's certainly so much talent in this, and a lot of the talent has got, you know, years of growth in it. So we think it's a pretty exciting time. And like I said, in the life cycle of our list, most of those players are a long way from hitting their peak yet. So that's pretty exciting in itself.
Gary, it's been a pretty exciting and a pretty special time for your great footy club. Even in my suburb of Richmond, it's hard to walk past a house without red and blue coming out. I mean, it's only, we're about to go into November, so there might be a couple of knocks on doors to take them down pretty soon, but it's been a long time coming, so maybe they deserve it. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Purdy.
Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your support.
Gary Peart there, the Melbourne CEO. Okay, so December 5, that'll be pretty special. Ticketed event's not going to cost anything. They'll pack it out.
Absolutely.
They'll get a big crowd there. I don't know how many. I have no idea, but I assume they'll get more than 60.
You reckon 60? Wow.
Am I completely overestimating that?
Well,
Melbourne fans, 133693. Is every single Melbourne fan that lives in Victoria getting a free ticket to December 5, Sunday, December 5?
And what do you want the day to look like? You heard my idea.
Yep. And if you're not going, why not? 133693. More sports after this.